So just last week, 1 week ago, we celebrated the great solemnity of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. And here we are 1 week later, an octave later, celebrating her queenship, our Blessed Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth. In the current calendar, we have an octave for Christmas and an octave for Easter, but traditionally there are octaves throughout the calendar, where the church would recognize that our need to celebrate extends more than just one calendar day. So she would set aside 8 days to allow us to really and truly celebrate the immensity of the feasts, these events in his salvation history. And so 8 days ago, we celebrated the Assumption. And when we celebrate an octave, it's one long liturgical day. So we have 8 calendar days, but we enter into one liturgical time period. And so one liturgical time period ago, we entered into the Assumption. And as soon as that day, that liturgical day is finished, here we have the coronation of our Blessed Mother. So as soon as she entered into heaven, she was crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. And as we prayed in the opening prayer, it's through her intercession that we too have hope that we will one day reign in heaven with our Heavenly King. This role of the Queen Mother dates and goes way back into the Old Testament. We can go to the first book of Kings, I think it's chapter 2, where King Solomon shows deference to his mother. She enters the room and he stands up and gives her homage. He brings a seat for her on his right hand. And she's begging intercession for one of the subjects of the kingdom. And the king says to his mom, "You know I can never deny you." The special privileged role of the Queen Mother in the Old Testament was a foreshadowing, was a type, was a preparation for the true Queen Mother, our Blessed Mother, who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly King, making intercession for us. She who cannot be denied. We can look at the episode of the wedding feast at Cana from John's Gospel to see the power of our Blessed Mother, who only directs us to her Son. Her power is seen in that she brings us closer to her Son. And at the end of John's Gospel, when Jesus entrusted his Blessed Mother to John, John took Mary into his home. Last week on the Assumption, we can say God the Father took Mary into his home, the heavenly realm. And each one of us has the same invitation to take Mary into the home of our heart and let her reign as queen there, as she brings our prayers, our intercessions to the Heavenly Father. The first reading today shows us that we can trust our Heavenly Father. The Gospel today warns us of how hard it is to trust the Heavenly Father if we put our trust in earthly riches. For those of us who live in the abundance of the West, and not just Ponte Vedra abundance, but we have plumbing, we have electricity, we have air conditioning, we have food on a regular basis. We live in the abundance compared to most people in the world. How easy it is to be distracted from the truth that everything comes from our Heavenly Father. And that's the message of the Gospel today, that we can rely only on our Heavenly Father. For Him, all things are possible. Let us turn with humble confidence in the powerful intercession of the Queen of Heaven and Earth, our Mother, who lives to make intercession for us at the Father's right hand. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, pray for us.